The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Subis Daf Nun Aleph. One of the most difficult parshas to understand Pshutei Shemikra, Pesukim and Chumash, is in Parshas Kisetze, in the Parsha of Moshe Shemra, after the Parsha of Moshe Shemra that we discussed in previous shurim, the Pasuk talks about the incident of Rachman al-Tzlan's Nus between a married woman and another man who's not her husband. And the Torah says over there, Ki Yimtzo Ish, we're talking about the end of Parshas Chof Beis, Pesukim Chof Ches, the Pesukim before that, from Chof Hei, going through Chof Ches. Since it was basoda, we learned out over there the klal of Oynis Rachmana Patri. She's potter. Ain lenaro chet mavis. Ki, because why? Kasha yokum isha re'eu ritzochoy nefesh, ken adov razeh, ki basodu mitzo'oh, she was found in a field. The story, they were the couple. He was mezana with her in a field, tzo'ako, she screamed, ha'nayra me'rosu ve'en mo'shielo. But then the Pasuk says, ki yim tzo'ish, nayra v'sula shel lo yeroso. I'm sorry, the Pasuk before that says, that if it was ba'ir v'shochav imo, since it was Boir, the Pasuk says in Pasuk Chavdal, Al Dvara Shaloi Tzoako Boir Vesu Isha Dvara Sheinu Ezech Reu Biyata Rabbi Kibech. So we have over here Psukim that tell us that the Koiveya for weather should be Chayv, he's Chayv because he was Boil Lubis, there's a Maisa's Nus. Whether she was coerced, whether she was forced or not, whether she's a willing party to the Znus, will be decided if she's Ba'ir, and she didn't scream, that means she's a willing accomplice. If it was Basada, so we assume that she screamed, Veloisha, nobody heard her, so Mamela, she's Potter. Now, this is very, very difficult. Misa in Bezdin is only given if the Edim gave Hasra, the Edim saw that she was Mekabel Basra, he said, Afilu Hachi, she was over, she was Mekabel on herself. I feel like I'm doing that very despite the fact that you're giving me Hasrol and Misa, and then she did that very. Do you have any question? What's the difference? It was Be'ir Basoda. The Edom are there. They warned her. They see what's going on. They tell her, they're watching the story unfold. They give her the Hasrol and Ve'ir while it happens. How could it be that you have to bring whether she was Tzok or not as a Raya, whether she was a willing accomplice or not? Very, very difficult to understand the Psukim. The Ramban grapples with this, the other Mepharshim. The Pnei Yeshua in our Sugya says a very original pshat, which surprisingly seems to be the straightforward way of reading the Pasuk. Even though it's not such a simple case, but we'll see that it's not so simple. The Gemara says by us in Ksuvas after Nalafam and Beis, the Gemara says a tremendous chiddush, a chumrah. Omer Avud, the Shmuel, Eishis Yisrael, Shenenso, Asura, Lebailo. A regular woman that was Nensa, she was forced by another man. Asura Labailo Cheshinon Shemot Chilosa Boinis V'Sefer Beratzon. V'Choishish, that even though she was forced, she was coerced, ultimately, in the middle of the Maaseh, she became a willing accomplice. She wasn't in a state of struggle anymore. She went along with it. The Gemara says that could happen, that could easily happen. That she becomes Nichshel in the middle of the Maaseh into a state of being Berotzoin, in that case, the Halacha is she would be Asur Labaila. Lamaiseh, the Gemara Paschal, it's not like Avud Shmuel. The Gemara says the Halacha is anytime a woman is coerced, even though we don't disagree with the Mitzias of Avud Shmuel, it could very well be that in the middle of the Maaseh she was coerced or convinced. Nispata Yetzahara, Yitzra Albusha, the Gemara calls it. I'm not sure exactly what that is psychologically, but there's some type of rotzen. Sometimes a victim can become a willing accomplice in the middle of the victimhood. In that case, the Gemara says, but still, since she was coerced at the beginning of the Maisa, the halacha is she would be muteres le baila. Says the Pnei Yeshua, that's what the Pasuk is talking about. The Pasuk is talking about where we know that she was forced. I'm sorry, fakir. We know that now, she's not forced. Right now, she's
involved in the Maisa, the Edim see her, and they give her Asro, and she hears the Asro, and she continues in the Maisa. Says the Pnei Yeshua, based on our Gemara, that Tchilosai Be'oinis, V'Sofi Be'oinis, his father, how do you know if she was Tchilosai Be'oinis? That the Torah says that if she was Bayir, and one could assume that if she would have cried out, she would have been heard, there you could assume that the Maisa was Tchilosa Berotzoin, and Sofa Berotzoin, she was Makabal Asor, she'd be Chayir. But if it was Basoda, and she cried, you could assume that she did cry out, you could assume that she screamed out, the reason why she wasn't heard is because she was Basoda, then you can't kill her when she's involved later on Berotzoin. Because over there we already says that since the Tchilas HaMaisa is Ba'onis, that creates a state of Onis on the whole Maisa, even though the Sofer is Berotzen, she will be Potter. Now, Tosfos, and it's not so far from the Metzius, because the Gemara seems to accept that that's a reality. That's a very distinct possibility in the Maisa of coercion, that the person can thereafter become a willing accomplice, but still now, and we have to define this. If right now the woman is a willing accomplice, let her be considered a chayte. No, since it was tchilasa be oynis, that gives a shame oynis to the whole story. Let's try to delve into that. That's a klal legabekol atarikul. Tosfos in Bava Kama daf mem aleph amud aleph, Kirega brings it down by us in the Gilyon Hashas, says that this that we say that soifa berotzoin is not mechuyeves because the tchila was ba'inis. That's when the tchila is ba'inis, then we have ala koil shame oinis. But when, like we just said, but when the tchilosoi is berotzoi, then we don't say that just because the middle of the maisa, she was mekabel asura in the middle, it was berotzoi. But if the tchila was berotzoi, even though there was an oinis later on, but she was mekabel asura, there we would say that since the tchilos hamaisa is berotzoi, she would be chayiv. Why would the beginning of the maisa define the quality of whether the whole relationship was done by Innes of Barotz? And then Yehuda grapples with this in the Tshuva. He's talking over there about a real case where a woman was Nispata, she was coerced, and then she was Nispata, a whole back and forth whether she was Asur, Labayil, or not. And Yehuda says in the Tshuva, Madur, Stinyon, Eben, Ezer, Kufnun, he says that what we see from this din, that even though the Emtza was Barotzoin, since the Tchilose Ba'inis, she's not Chayim, he says that a woman Be'etzem is never doing a Maisis Nus. When a woman is Mizan, the Gemara says that Betim she's not doing a Maisa Ad Kedei Kach, that even though we know that from the Gimel Chamurois, Gili Arayish Shvichas Domim and Avoy Dizoro, the Tosfos is Mechadish, that's only by a man. A man can't do a Maisa Averu, and since he's given a choice of being killed, to be killed, he's not allowed to be Oivar on Averu Chamur. But a woman doesn't do a Maisa Averu. She's there, the Belosh Nagamora, she's an inert accomplice to the Maisa Arai, she's Kaka Oilam, she's just there. The man does the Maisa Bia, not her. She just is the recipient. In that case, the only reason why a woman is considered a Balas Aveiro, if she's Mizana, is only on the Tchilas Bia, because she joined him in his Maisa Aveiro. Mashenkin, if they're joined together already, and it was his Maisaver, she was Ba'inis, even if later on she's Berotzoin, she can't be Chayiv on that because she's not doing a Maisaver. She could only be Chayiv Lechatchilo for joining together with him in his Maisaver, that would be considered a Maisaver. But Be'emtza, she would be Chayiv. So then Yehuda is not understanding that the Emtza of the Maisabir, Berotzoin, can't be Mechayiv. He's understanding that the Emtza of any Maisabir can't be Mechayiv. The way the Tosfos in Bava Kama understands, the way we explained it with the Pnei Yeshua, is that Be'etzem, she could be Chayiv on the Emtza Maisa. She did a Maisa arise. The same way she could be Chayiv on Tchilas Bia, she could be Chayiv on the Sof Bia. But if the Tchila of the Maisa is Ba'inis, then we look at the Rotzen afterwards as a product of the Oinis. A Rotzen that flows naturally from an Oinis is considered to be a product of an Oinis. She won't be Chayiv on that. What's fascinating about the Pnei Yeshua brings a raya from the Targum Yonasan. On this pasuk of that she was found basoda, where again, according to the Pnei Yeshua, the Pasuk, the Pshat in the Pasuk is we're talking about a Maisa, that we can assume since it was Besada was Lechatchila Ba'inis, only thereafter was it Beratzoin. So even though she got Hasra right now, but since the Ratzon, the state of Ratzon flows from the state of Ainis, she's considered that defines the whole relationship for her as one of coercion. She's not Chayiv. Only he's Chayiv because he did the Maisa Beratzoin. What's shocking is that Targum Yonison says that even though the Pasuk defines her as being coerced, that he'll have to divorce her. She'll be Asura to him. She'll be Asura to her husband, not to the Boil, to the Baal. And the question is why? If a woman is Nenso, we learned extensively in the second page, if a woman is Nenso, unless she's an Asia's Kohen, she's a Mutaris Lubaila. Why over here should she be Asura? The Teretz is the Pnei Yeshua says. One has to explain the Targum Yonison. No, we're talking about a state where right now she was Baratzel. Aha, if she was Baratzel, why is she Potter? She's Potter because as far as, if we want to define in logic for ourselves, the Maisa Avera, the Maisa as a whole is considered to be Ba'oinis because the state of Ratzin flows from the Lechatchila of the Maisa being Ba'oinis, she's doing a Ba'oinis. But, the Isser Isha Labaila is not defined by the Maisa Avera. We discussed in a previous year that the Isser Isha Labaila, the Marik says, that if a woman is Mizana and she's a shoygig, she doesn't know that she's being nevelous to somebody who's not her husband, she's Muteres Labayla. Says the Marik, brought down Nevin Ezer in the Ramah, but if she's an Oyma Muter, she thought she had some type of cheshman, why would be Muteres? She knew she was being nevelous, not to her husband, but she had some type of cheshman. She didn't think, even though in Hilchas Shabbos both of them are shoygigim, but when we're talking about Hilchas Isha Labayla, she would be also, despite the fact that Shoyg is not also. Why? So the Marik explains that the Loshna Torah of Anisha being Asura Labayla is Kimala Bo Mal. The Torah defines the state of Asoita as being in Merida. It goes a little bit into the Sugis that we're going to be learning about the next few Prokim. There's a Isha that she is with her Bailo. She's a Meredes with Bailo. Well, the Dinamar, that's what we're going to be learning about for the next 30 blah. As far as the mitzvah of asuring her labayla, if she's in a state of unfaithfulness to her husband, she's asur labayla. When she's right now beratzon, and that's why I'm a mutter, shoyge, she didn't know that she was doing the avera, she's not in a state of unfaithfulness. I'm a mutter, even though in halacha, the chomer is like a shoyge, but Lamaisa, she knew she's living with somebody, she's unfaithful to her husband. She thought it wasn't a mitzvah avera, but she's not loyal to her husband. That would be definitely a moral vote. It's not only Musa. The Marik says la halacha lemaisa she's asur labayla. It's a chaloisis, so that's chalva. So too over here, the Pnei Yeshua says Targum Yonison is teaching us that even though the maisa as a whole is defined by the tchilosa ba'oinis, but since right now she's in a state of rotzim, she's asur labayla. She's right now in a state of unfaithfulness to her husband. That's the way the Pnei Yeshua explains the halacha. The Marik, by the way, is in Eben Ezer. That's how the Pnei Yeshua explains the Pasuk over there of Basod and Be'ir. The Rambam would seem to have a different explanation of this Pasuk. There's an interesting Rambam, it's a Shver Rambam. The Rambam in Sanhedrin, Per Kof Halacha Beis, understands that the Pasuk, that we don't kill her because she was Ba'inis, don't want a Maitse that was Ba'inis, Mitchila Vatzoy. The Rambam says the reason why we don't give her Misa. The Rambam says, the reason why we don't give her is because she's an oinis. Nobody in the Torah gets punished for a ma'aseh an oinis. The Rambam learns out that not only is there a p'tur, but there's a loisa say that says, there's a loisa say that says that Bezdin is not allowed to kill her. Now, it's very different. The Rambam learns out that there's a loisa say that Bezdin is not allowed to kill a woman who is mizana, who is nensa b'oinis. Now, why would you need a loisa say for that? Why would there be a loisa say, you know, are you allowed to kill somebody in the street that didn't do an aveiru? If we say that she's ba'oinis, so then she wasn't even aveiru. If she wasn't even aveiru, why would you kill her? Why do we need a loisa say for that? See, here we have to give a little bit of background. Shaykh really to Sugi and Ksuvah's Dafez comes up in different places in Shas. The Rambam holds that a woman, we mentioned the Tosis before, we'll get back to this. The Rambam holds that a woman, the same way there's a din of Yehorek Bal Yavar, by a man, There's a din of Yehorug Bal Yavar for a woman as well. A woman is not allowed to be over in Israel's even on the pain of death. Tosis, we said, holds not that way. Tosis says that Be'etzem, a woman is Kakoilom. She's in a state of Sheval Tase. Tosis says that the only reason why a person is not allowed to save himself, there's no mitzvah, Pikuch Nefoshes, to save yourself if at the price of being over in Aveir Chamura. But if you're not doing anything, it's just Sheval Tase. So then she can be Nivela, she's not Mukhuyev to give her life. The Rambam holds not that way. The Rambam holds that the imperative of Yehorug Va'yavor has nothing to do with whether you're doing them or whether she's doing a ma'isa aver or not. It has to do with being ma'isa nefesh for these three averus chamurus. There's no difference between if there's an active ma'isa aver or there isn't an active ma'isa aver. So it's clear that the Tosfos, where the Pnei Jew is coming from, the Targum Ben Zil, were not able to learn like the Rambam. Why? Because they held that a woman who was netzah, who was coerced, wasn't over on anything. Because there is no chiv yahar vayavah by a woman. The Rambam holds not that way. By the way, a chiv between the Rambam and Tosfos extrapolates from his klal that legabe yahar vayavah, if a, the same way Gilei Arayis is be yahar vayavah, Ritzich is be yahar vayavah, but let's say he was not doing a ma'aseh. Let's say there's a question over here where Tosfos discusses the case. They picked up somebody and they said that if you, either you allow yourself to be killed or we'll throw you on top of somebody else and kill them. Since he's not doing a ma'isa, he's not mechuyev to give his, he's not mechuyev to be ma'isa nefesh. Tosfos holds that when there's no ma'isa, there is no chiv of yahar vayavah. The Rambam holds there is a chiv of yahar vayavah. It doesn't make a difference. The yahar vayavah is not on doing a ma'isa there, it's on the principle. There's a principle of Gimel Chamuris. These are principles of Yiddishkeit, Gilei Arayis, Shvi'us Damim, and Arayis. And a person is mechuyev, has a chiyuv to give his life al Kiddush Hashem for those three things. By the way, the Rambam clearly says, and this is where this Rambam of the pasuk that we're discussing this lois to say, the Rambam clearly says that even though a person is mechuyev to be ma'ase nefesh, but if he didn't, if a person was weak and he didn't give his life al Kiddush Hashem, we can't judge anybody in history who was in that situation. We don't know what these things mean. But if a person was put to a situation where he could either bow down to the cross or he could give his life al Kiddush Hashem, and he succumbed, the Murano succumbed, and b'chayda was a chiv yarug vayavar, they gave in. But still, he wouldn't be chayv misa, even though he bowed down to avodah zarah, because since the maisa was done be'oynis, so no, it's not a maisa averu that would be mechayv misa. It means that the Rambam holds that the imperative for Yehorug Vayavah is not a Maisa Veiru Berotzer. The Rambam says even if a person was Yavah, was over Veloy Nera, still the halach is he's not Mechuyev Misa because it is a Maisa Boinus. What's Mechayev Misirus Nefesh for Gimel Chamurois is the principle, is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. He's Mechuyev, a person Mechuyev to give his life for the basic principles of Yiddishkeit. Over there, there's no din of Mechayev Boim of Pikuach Nefesh. So according to the Rambam, the principle of Yehorug Vayavah has nothing to do with Ma'aseh Aveirah. It has to do with the principle of being Ma'aseh Nefesh, Al Kiddush Ma'aseh Barak, for one of the Ikrim of Yiddishkeit. There's no difference, yeah, Ma'aseh, not a Ma'aseh. According to Tosfos, the reason why there's a Chiv Mesiris Nefesh is because one is not allowed to do a Ma'aseh Aveirah. If one is Sheval Tase, he's being thrown on somebody else and killing them, or a woman in every Ma'aseh Arayis, then she's not doing a ma'aseh aveirah. So the halacha would be yavah v'al yehorug. So we understand that according to the Rambam, let's take this the cheshbon another step. According to Tosfos, if a person was taka over, they'd be chayv misa. If a person bowed down to avodah zarah, it's not a ma'aseh boinus, it's a ma'aseh berotzen. He made a decision to do a ma'aseh aveirah even when he wasn't allowed to. That would be berotzen. The Rambam holds no. Since the ma'aseh, the person had a gun to his head, so he did the ma'aseh bir. According to Tosfos, we can't understand that if a woman was mizana, that we need a loisa say because she didn't do a ma'aseh aveirah. The din is that she's allowed to be nensa. According to the Rambam, a woman is not allowed to be nensa. A woman has to give her life on Kiddush Hashem rather than unless she was forced. If she's forced, she's forced. But if she's given a choice, she's b'chuyev to be ma'aseh nafsho. If that's true, then the Rambam would say, Eina hanami, she's mechuyif b'maisa nefesh. She was given a choice. The pasuk is talking about, but she wasn't answered. There's a lav, don't kill her. Because l'maisa, she did the aveira be'oinis, despite the fact that she wasn't allowed to, she had a chiv to give herself up al kiddush Hashem, but there's a law to say, don't kill her. She's not mechuyif b'maisa. So really, the Rambam and Tosfos all the shita same. The Pnei Yeshua bases his whole theory of how to read the pasuk on the lomdus of the Tosfos, and it's very clear. The Rambam Lishitase argues. So in summary, we have a pasuk in the Chumash. We have a difficult time understanding. We have a Rambam that learns a din noisim from that pasuk. We explain the Rambam Lishitase. On the other hand, we have an understanding in the whole sugya of Mesiris Nefesh for Gilei Arayis according to the Balei Tosfos. According to their understanding, the Pnei Yeshua proposes a novel interpretation of the pasuk. We're talking about a case like our sugya with Tchila Berotzoin, I'm sorry, Tchila Ba'inis and Sofi Berotzoin. And the Pnei Yeshua finds proof of that in the Targum Yonison, because the Targum Yonison says that she'll be Asura Lahav, she'll be Asura Lahav, she's Ba'inis. The text is right now she was Berotzoin. If right now she was Berotzoin, even though the Tchila was Ba'inis, the Ma'isaver is not a Ma'isaver, she won't be Chayiv, but she's in a state of unfaithfulness to her husband, she will be Asura Lahav, he will have to be Megarish.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.